Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School student Ani Tangela Polly joins us on today's program to talk about a computer class new to Pella High School this year and his personal experiences with building computers. So, Ani, a special class that kind of came to Pella High School this year, in part through the Career Academy, was how to build computers. And when you first heard that this class was coming, did you jump at the gun to kind of sign up for it, or how'd that process go?
Yeah, I was one of the first people, Jesse told me that it's going to be offered, and I kind of signed up before he even, posted the class, because I was in the tech club. And so I kind of just took it as soon as I was like, yes, I'm ready for this. Let's just go.
What are the things that you covered in class that especially once you got in, you're like, okay, this is for me?
So we mostly covered the hardware portion of computers themselves, not really like mobile devices or anything like that. There is a course, part of the course, you do talk about some stuff that's related to that, but it's very focused on computer hardware. So how they function, how what they're thinking, how they think and that kind of stuff.
It sounds like you already had an interest in this. And before we talk about what you actually did, how exciting were you in those first couple of weeks getting to talk about that kind of stuff in a classroom environment as opposed to a club?
So that was really interesting because we got to talk about it every day instead of a club. So I got to go and 1 hour for a day just talk about computers. And that's a really interesting topic because I'm a computer geek, as one might say. And so I was really excited. Also, we got to learn a lot more with a teacher instead of a club. Because in a club, it's more like student-taught kind of stuff. So in a classroom, I got to learn more, I feel like.
Well, and you got to learn more. And the big project, it seemed like this year, was building your own personal computer.
Yeah.
Now, have you built one before, at least kind of helped in that process?
Yeah, my dad, he helped me. He built one. And then I was watching him while he built one. So that's when I got interested. I was like, well, I could have helped. I wanted to build one myself. And so I saw this class offered, and I just kind of took it.
So you had never built one, but you kind of knew a little bit going in. Is
that
right?
Yep, that's right.
So when you're trying to get this stuff put together, when you watched your dad, I'm sure you probably asked him a couple questions, but what did you kind of pull from that you brought into the classroom?
Yeah, definitely. So the cable management stuff, there's some extreme cable management that happens in a computer when you're building it. And he messed up quite a bit. And I was like, okay, I need to watch from this and then do this in class and help others do it as well. Because that really makes a key portion of your computer build. And so I kind of took some of his hardships while building this computer and then brought that into class too.
What are the key components and what are the things that you learned in class that you brought to your build?
So it's actually not that complicated. We went through some very a simple process. So we first picked out our parts, and most parts, like the chips, as you said, they're all pre-built and everything. All you have to do is really put it together and buy the parts that you want. So first we just determined what kind of a build we wanted to do. So we did a school build, and for the school build it was minimalistic design. So we used a basic computer chip, we used a processor that's not that fast, no graphics cards, just a basic build. And so then we bought the parts, we made a bill of materials, that kind of thing, we made it, turned it in, and we got the parts a couple weeks later. And we started building for a whole 2 weeks, but we built it in about 2 days. So we went through, we got a case, we got a motherboard, we got RAM, we got a processor chip, and we got our power supply, hard drive, and our DVD drive. Those are the main portions of what we built. And of course you can get add-ons like network chips and graphics cards and that kind of thing, but we didn't need that for a school build. So then we first set up our case and we opened everything up, we got our screws and everything out, because everything comes with whatever you order. You don't need to order extra parts or anything. All you need really is a screwdriver to build parts. So then you open up your case and then you get your motherboard out. And first, you don't actually put anything in your case. You build everything outside of your case. You put your processor chip in. It's a very simple process. You just drop it in and you lock it in place. And you put your fan on top of your processor chip. And then you install your RAM. And then you test your motherboard and make sure those parts are working with a power supply test. Just spark those two plugs together and you see if it's running. And then after you're done testing that, you put it into the case, actually, with removing the power supply. And then once you have it in your case, then you can start putting in your hard drive and putting in your DVD drive and your power supply. And once you screw those in, it's basically ready to go. All you have to do is plug in those cables to the motherboard, and then you're basically ready to go. And then cable management comes, and that took me the longest amount of time while building it, because it's really hard to work in those tight spaces. and then make sure that your computer doesn't overheat because of unmanaged cables and that kind of thing. We had a trouble with that, and that's where a teacher comes in handy when you're in that kind of situation.
How did this class help you get ready for that next step, whether it's another class here or something at college?
So I was actually debating. So I was already interested in computer engineering, but I was also looking at the software side. And so I was like really interested to see looking at the hardware. And so this class is perfect. So I got to see exactly like firsthand what we do in a hardware environment, like focusing on hardware. And I was really interested. So I kind of decided that I was going to go into computer engineering and also focus on hardware because I was really interested. And instead of just like programming and that kind of thing.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village. Let's talk Pella. Pella's best value in retirement living.